This is Wine, Women, and Revolution with your host, Heather Warburton, coming at you here on New Jersey Revolution Radio. Hello, and welcome to Wine, Women, and Revolution. I'm your host, Heather Warburton, with some breaking news that just broke this morning. I have two women on the phone with me who want to talk about some pretty odd happenings at the Atlantic County Democrat reorganization meeting that happened last night. I have Helen Duda, who's been on the show before. Welcome back, Helen.
Thank you very much, Heather.
And I also have with me Gail Merlino Beal. Welcome to the show, Gail.
Thank you, Heather.
So you guys were at the reorg meeting for the Atlantic County Democrats last night, where the county chair was being elected, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And so why don't you tell me about the oddness that happened that you guys saw at this meeting last night? Gail, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, when you looked in the audience, you knew that the minorities were not there. I had gotten phone calls during the day that from people in Pleasantville that they were elected, but it was not certified. So they wouldn't be able to vote. Basically, my largest contingency was from Atlantic City and Pleasantville.
Because you were running against the man who did end up winning the chair position.
Yes.
So you were, most of your voters were coming from Atlantic City and Pleasantville.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And they were very upset when they called me on the phone, and they said that they went to get their certification because they thought that they needed the slip to come in and to vote. And they understood that if you didn't have the certification, you could not vote. Your vote would not count. Now, this was addressed last night when a woman stood up who turns out to be from Pleasantville. And she asked, if you're not certified, will the vote count? And Colin Bell, who is the attorney for Mike Solomon's slate, stood up and shut her down real fast and said, oh, no, everything is fine. Your vote will count. And she even mentioned, but the people did not come because since it wasn't certified, they felt they wouldn't be able to vote. So this is an extremely odd situation for a minority area of Atlantic City and Pleasantville to be put in this position of thinking that their vote would not count. So why should they bother to come to this meeting? It's logical.
Right. And so who are the people that were eligible, that were allowed to vote last night? Helen, why don't you take this one? People that have been elected to county committees and things like that, right?
Right. And first of all, the incumbent chair has the ability to put whoever he wants on the ballot line, which makes them more likely to be elected. And he actually has the ability to decide what people running for county committee get to be on that line, which he, of course, puts people on the line that will be loyal to him. So he is more likely to get the vote. So it's actually stacked in his favor to win his reelection as county chair. The other part that really bothered me was I noticed how white the whole crowd was. And I thought the two major cities in Atlantic County, Pleasantville and Atlantic City, didn't seem to be represented at all. And I couldn't understand why. I thought this, something is really wrong here.
And you spoke with someone from one of the Atlantic County or the Atlantic City areas that she had specifically told her people, you will be able to vote, show up anyway, but not everyone had told their members that, correct?
Yeah, I'm not clear on that at all. Maybe Gail can take that.
I don't know. I only knew by the phone calls I was getting from Pleasantville to me, since I had to send letters out to communicate with the elected committee. I didn't have access to their phone numbers or to their emails because that belongs to Mike Solomon, according to Mike Solomon. And in my book, if you are working for Senator Whalen, and you're getting paid, if you are formulating a list or you have taken a list from Senator Whalen, that list belongs to the Democratic Party, not to Mike Sulliman's sole personal property.
So he created this list while he was working under Senator Whalen, and that's the list that you were denied access to.
Right. That he started to formulate and added to. You know, a lot of people have been on county committee for a long time.
Okay. So
the
Atlantic County Clerk this morning myself, and I spoke to Davina King Alley, and her statement when I asked her about it was that she does issue these, you know, papers that say when you've been certified, but she has not received anything from the county clerk saying who the certified committee members are yet. So she has not been able to certify anyone that if she doesn't have those, because I guess some people are, they're still counting write-ins or things like that. So she has not been provided by the county with that list. And so it's therefore she could not certify anyone to vote last night. Now, her statement that she said was that she has never advised anyone that they couldn't vote, that she had only talked to two people personally, and that one of them just wasn't there because she had a school board meeting. But that's the statement that she gave this morning, that she does issue these certifications, but not until she receives anything from the county level. So she had not certified anyone and had not told anyone whether they could or couldn't vote until, because she doesn't know who the committee members are.
I find it interesting that the two biggest cities in Atlantic County would not have gotten certification from the county clerk, and yet the other areas did. I just find that very puzzling. Also, the method of the election process I found very questionable. Gail was running with her slate of people for office, and incumbent was running with his. They had nominations, short speeches for the chairpersons, and the vote was held. Once the vote was held for the chair people, it made no sense to me, but it was as if the incumbent's people were now running unopposed, and none of the other people on Gail's seat were voted for.
So I guess the question would be, if they have not received certified of who even was eligible to vote last night, why did they hold the vote last night? Would seem to be the obvious.
That was my question. You would think they would make sure.
Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have held the vote. Apparently they are under law that they have to hold the meeting 1 week after the election. But what they could have done was acknowledged that they were prepared to hold the meeting, but that they couldn't hold the meeting because the votes weren't certified. They could have done it that way, but instead they slanted it to what they wanted. It's obvious.
And Gail, you were telling me about an email you received that had said, even though it's not certified yet, you're eligible to vote. But that was just a personal email you received. It was not any sort of official from everyone in the county got it or anything like that, right?
No, I received an email from Colin Bell that was addressed to Michael and to me. That's all. And it said that we would still hold the meeting and we would still have the vote, even though it has not been certified in certain cities. Me not knowing what he's even talking about when I received this email. And when I got to the meeting, I stopped Colin and I stopped Michael and I said, people are being told that they couldn't get their certificate, that their vote, that their election isn't certified, and therefore they couldn't vote. And he said, did you get the email from Colin Bell? This is Michael, I quote. And I said, I got the email, but the people in Pleasantville and Atlantic City didn't get an email.
So how many people are we talking here that were not there last night that should have been there to vote? We have an idea of how, approximately how many people Atlantic City and Pleasantville were not given a vote last night?
I would say at least 60.
60 people? And how many people
I would say
allowed?
It could be more because, I mean, the groups in Atlantic City have quite a number of people in their clubs, and so does Pleasantville. So I would say at least 60.
And how many people?
You know, some people, they're claiming 180. I don't know if there were 180 because I asked to see the sign-in sheets and I was not given them. And I wanted to see the sign-in sheet and I wanted to see who voted. And I was not privy to that either.
And as a candidate running, they just denied you that right to see who voted?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, 60 is a fairly large chunk. If there was only 180 people, 60, you know, is a pretty large chunk of voters that weren't given their vote last night for whatever reason. They just didn't show up or they were given false information, whatever.
Well, I think, you know, there is this mindset that when you're told that it's not certified, you figure, why should I put the effort out to go to this new place that Mike Solomon picked that isn't the usual place where we meet? And I don't think that they felt that, that even the vote would happen. They really didn't think that since it wasn't certified.
Right. And can you talk a minute about where this was held? Do you want to take this one, Helen? That it was not held in the usual location and it was not particularly accessible to people from Atlantic City and Pleasantville as well, right?
Exactly. It was held by the Atlantic City Airport, which is actually in, I believe it's Galloway Township, at the Hindu temple. And it was strange that they would hold it there where they normally hold the meetings in Atlantic City. So it did make it hard for a lot of people in Atlantic City do not have cars and they do not have transportation to even get to a location like that. Also, I want to point out that the incumbent did have access to all the names of the people who were elected on June 5th to county committee so that he was able to contact them and ask them to vote for him.
Yes.
And this was the list that you were denied access to, Gail, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely puzzling why so many people were not allowed to vote or were told that they weren't allowed to vote or were under the impression that they weren't allowed to vote. Clearly, there's a lot of people that should have been voting last night that weren't.
Exactly. And I can understand the mindset. If you're told by the county clerk you're not certified and they think they have to go to get the certification in order to vote, well, then how does that leave you? Your mindset says, well, they couldn't hold the vote because nobody's certified.
But you haven't heard anything about why these people were not certified, why some people were certified and others weren't.
No. Has anybody spoken with the county clerk? Because it seems that it should be coming from them. And why would only certain areas be given the certification and others not at this point in time? It's well past a week after the election.
Well, I did talk to the Atlanta County Clerk's Office, and they said to me, they are not certified yet. Well, what is the reason? They're not certified yet.
That's the reason just is that they're not certified yet.
Mm-hmm.
This is unusual. Like, usually does this come up at these kinds of meetings that people don't know if they're allowed to vote, don't know who's allowed to vote? Is this the first time this has happened, or is this an ongoing situation?
Well, for me, this is the first time attending the Atlanta County Committee reorganization meeting. So I went mainly to see how, you know, to see how it's run, to see how Gail did. And I was totally, totally shocked at the process and how it doesn't seem to be a fair election.
It definitely seems like it's not accessible to newcomers, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I would have to say, and I'm sure that he reached out to people to assure the people that he wanted to reach out to that come because you can vote. I'm sure that went on.
Exactly.
Any list that I could have gotten from the county, and I was at the county numerous times with only the people's addresses. You know, it's much better when you have an email address or a telephone number. You can immediately send out a whole slew to them and say, make sure you come to the meeting. Even if you're not certified, you can vote.
Right. And you were never given access to this list, so you couldn't rally your people, as it were.
Exactly. It was very difficult for me. I had to send everyone letters because I had no access to that.
Yes, this does not seem like a very equitable process for how this is done minimally. But there's definitely some questions of which towns were certified and who knew they were allowed to vote and how those decisions were made. It's a breaking story. We'll have to keep following up with this. You know, we don't have all the details yet of everything, but I just wanted to get you two on so you could explain from your perspective what happened last night and how this is not a fair process for people who want to get involved in their democracy.
Right. This is not going to go away. And I think a lot of the groups, there were a plethora of groups that have sprouted up in the last 2 years, ATNJ, the Women's Forum, many groups have formed because they feel alienated by the Atlantic County Democratic Committee electorate. They feel alienated, and people got groups because what should they turn to? They should turn to their party, but they don't feel comfortable turning to their party. So maybe the conversation is going to turn to a possible another party that we may need to incorporate if they're not going to be inclusive, and they are not inclusive.
Well, that's certainly my belief, that if the party isn't working for you, then you need to make your own party.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any last words, Helen, that you wanted to add to this before we call it for today?
I would just like to say that someone just posted on Facebook that they actually received something in the mail, saying that she was certified and able to vote. So was this sent out to everyone or just select few?
It had to be selected.
This is someone I know who is definitely a supporter of the incumbent Mike Suleman. So that's interesting. And I guess this is a story that we will definitely learn more about as more information comes in.
Yeah, you guys are welcome to come back as we learn more information about what's going on here, what went down, what, you know, was done. You know, sunlight is the best disinfectant. So we'll keep following up the story. And if anything was done shady or underhanded, we will keep bringing it to light. You guys are welcome to come back anytime you want. We'll keep following up with you. But thank you so much for having the courage to come out.
Heather.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I said thank you, Heather.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Helen. And, you know, like I said, we'll keep following up with the story. We'll let you know what's going on as details are breaking. And, you know, if you like kind of hearing these kind of stories, these breaking stories that are not getting covered yet in mainstream media, reach out to us on njrevolutionradio.com and help support us. You know, we have a Patreon set up. You can donate to us through PayPal. There's all kinds of different ways you can donate to us. You can do a one-time, monthly recurring donations. Help us keep the station on the air. We're just a baby right now, and we need all the help we can get. And we'll keep bringing you these stories that you're not hearing anywhere else. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to my listeners. The future's yours to create. Go out there and create it.